So Texans and pride. Here we are in the studios of KUHF in Houston, Texas. But it's not just Texans. The word is out that Texas is a great place, and the collective wisdom of people yanking up stakes and leaving home for good have voted. And for the fourth year in a row, Houston has been ranked the number one place Americans are relocating to based on findings from U-Haul. Their numbers show that more people are renting one-way vans to Houston than any other place in the country. Well, what makes Houston so special to the U-Haul pull-up-your-stakes crowd? We decided to ask two people who've done that. Taylor Brown moved to Houston in the fall of 2012 from Provincetown, Massachusetts. Got a job with an energy company, Taylor?
Energy services company. Energy a small survey firm.
A survey firm. You look for oil?
No, actually, we find subsea cables, pipelines, measure the depth of channel, hydrographic and geophysical survey.
Well, sure you do. It sounds great. Leslie Fisher also moved to Houston in 2012 for a job with the federal government. That's probably a little more prosaic, right?
Yes.
And you were formerly in Cincinnati?
I was.
Well, welcome to both of you. Happy with your decision about moving to Houston, Leslie?
I am. You know, I didn't move here with the expectation of coming just to Houston. I was just looking for a job, looking for a big city, and it's really grown on me. I've really found a lot of great things about Houston.
Now, who did you tell in your family you were moving to Houston, and what was their reaction?
Told everyone, and everyone was a little shocked. Everybody in my family lives on the East Coast or in the Midwest, so I'm really, really far away from all of them. I think that was the main reaction was, oh, you're going very far away.
And did you come here solo, or did you drag someone with you?
I dragged my husband.
And what did he think of the idea?
He liked it. You know, he wasn't sure at first, but he came down with me to hunt for a place to live, and we were both struck by how warm and friendly everyone was that we encountered on that weekend visit, and so we had high hopes coming down here.
And he immediately got a job selling hot dogs for the Houston Astros.
No, I think he probably enjoyed that. He's actually working on his dissertation.
It's a form of unemployment that's very highly educated. So, Taylor, how do you feel about your decision?
I'm very happy here, very happy. I found that Houston is so far a great place to live. Everyone's, just like Leslie said, very friendly, a big open heart.
You know, after Hurricane Katrina, so many people from New Orleans came to Houston. There was a sense that Houston could take people. Have you found that, you know, unlike the corporate relocation where people get their moves paid for, that there are a lot of people like you who pulled up stakes, loaded everything in a trailer? Did you pull a trailer across the country?
I did. Actually, I had a I was one of those U-Haul numbers. I had a 10-foot truck all the way down.
A lot of people like you doing the same sorts of things?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, most of my friends seem to be transplants instead of natives. It seems I don't get the feeling that I'm the only transplant here.
No, and in fact, Houston natives will describe themselves as a beleaguered minority if you get them to talk, which is usually pretty easy. Do you find this community to be cosmopolitan in comparison with maybe some other Texas communities?
I haven't been to other Texas communities, but I can say compared to Boston in the Northeast, Houston is quite cosmopolitan. The culture, the depth of culture, great food scene, great parks. It's really grown on me as a fantastic place to live.
Food scene in Houston?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Tons of restaurants, especially right in the heart of it where I live in Montrose. There's some fantastic
Montrose, yes. Montrose, sort of the San Francisco of Houston, yes?
It is.
Very much so. So, Leslie, talk to me a little bit about the contrasts with the Houston and, shall we say, conservative, traditionally, southwestern Ohio?
Yeah, I think that's a fair blanket generalization. I was actually surprised to find that Houston's a pretty liberal and diverse place. My impression, I'm originally from the East Coast, and my impression of Texas was tumbleweeds, cacti, and cowboys. And I got down here, and there were no tumbleweeds. There were a lot of palm trees instead, and it was actually quite humid. And it's much different than I expected. There are great museums, and like Taylor said, there's excellent food, and everything is bigger in Texas, including portion sizes, unfortunately. And it's
oh, you're having a little trouble with it.
I never wake up on a weekend and think, what should I do? It's how much can I cram into the day because there's so much to do.
You know, Houston is known for sprawl and pretty dreadful traffic. Have you experienced any of that?
Oh, yes. That's probably my main complaint about Houston, if I have a complaint. I live out in the burbs, north of the city, and I commute downtown. And it can be quite horrendous. But other than that, I don't really have many complaints about Houston.
Been to the malls, both of you? That's a big deal in Houston.
Yes, yes. Several malls. Galleria, Memorial City, there are a lot of them everywhere.
Do you have enough shoes at this point?
I can always work on that.
You can always work on that.
I do need some cowboy boots. I may not be a true Texan yet.
Finally, yeah, that's right. You haven't gotten boots yet?
No cowboy boots.
All right. So finally, sports teams and Houston Rockets, Astros, the Houston Texans. Any sort of draw there?
Not for me. I'm not coming from Provincetown where our really only league was drag kickball.
Drag kickball.
Drag kickball, yes. I never had or never was much of a professional sports follower.
Drag kickball. Coming to a cable channel near you. Leslie, how about you? Sports thing?
Again, not a huge sports fan. My husband is from Illinois. He's a big Illinois sports fan, so I've just taken him a little bit further away from his beloved Bears and Cubs. But yeah, haven't.
Well, the Rockets and the Bulls are in the playoffs of the NBA, so you may have a little rooting to do during the NBA playoffs, but I see blank stares on both of you, so we're not talking to sports fans here at all. Well, congratulations. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Fisher moved to Houston in 2012 for a job with the federal government. Taylor Brown moved to Houston in the fall of last year from Provincetown, Massachusetts. Both to the moms out there, doing very well. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.